Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a conversation with Nepal's interim Prime Minister Sushila Karke. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed heartfelt condolences on the recent tragic loss of lives and reaffirmed India's steadfast support for her efforts to restore peace and stability. He also extended warm greetings to her and the people of Nepal on their national day tomorrow. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the objective of the new era GST reforms is to modernize and simplify the country's overall tax and revenue system. Ms. Sitharaman said this while speaking at an event organized by the Next Generation GST Reforms Committee in Kolkata today.
The new generation GST reforms is a thorough review and a proposal which resulted in a proposal after the review. So the thorough review is what? In the last 8 years, keeping the framework intact, which was a framework formed at the stage of introducing GST, and we kept improving it in the last 8 years.
Union Minister of State for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal has said that India is committed to protecting its citizens against illegal and counterfeit trade. He was addressing the inaugural session of the 11th edition of Movement Against Smuggled and Counterfeit Trade in New Delhi. Mr. Meghwal said the recent GST reforms have brought significant relief to all stakeholders. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the NDA government in Bihar is working towards building a developed state with full support from the centre. Addressing the regional convention of BJP leaders and workers from the Shahabad and Magad regions in Rohtash district, Mr. Shah urged party workers to go door to door and inform people about the initiatives taken by the Nitish Kumar government for the welfare of the women and the youth. The Election Commission today said the allegations made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on the deletion of votes were incorrect and baseless. The Commission said no deletion of any vote can be done online by any member of the public, as misconceived by Mr. Gandhi. Earlier, addressing a press conference at the party's headquarters in New Delhi, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi claimed that at least 6,000 votes had been deleted in the Aland Assembly constituency. Meanwhile, BJP alleged that by taking help from toolkits, Mr. Gandhi constantly questions and undermines the constitutional institutions. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the revival of the Ooch River multipurpose project in Kathua district would benefit both Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir in many ways, including curbing cross-border infiltration. The minister made these remarks while speaking to the media during his visit to the flood-affected areas of Pathankot in Punjab on the second day of his tour. He explained that after the project's completion, it would enhance the utilization of the waters of the Ravi, Bias and Satluj rivers allocated to India under the Indus Waters Treaty, thereby addressing chronic water shortages. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty closed nearly 0.4% higher today. The Sensex surged 320 points to cross the 83,000 mark for the first time this month, closing at 83,014, while Nifty advanced 94 points to settle at 25,424. The members of Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, can now easily access all its key services through a single login on member portal. Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandviya said that the initiative is expected to reduce grievances, improve transparency, and enhance member satisfaction. He informed that earlier, the dual login system causes delays, password synchronization issues, and addressing member grievances. In javelin throw, India's star Neeraj Chopra's title defense at the World Athletics Championships ended in sheer disappointment as the defending champion finished 8th in the men's final in Tokyo with his best attempt. And that is the end of this news bulletin.